1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hope your day is off to an awesome start. Gotta be honest with you, I'm gonna have to write Jacob Elordi a letter or something. Jacob Elordi, up and coming actor, he was in Frankenstein, Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein. I remember seeing that movie and looking around after it was finished. And everyone is just in tears. Everyone's just crying. And I'm like, good Lord. Like, Jacob Elordi, why you got to do that? And it was a beautiful, if you saw that movie, it was unbelievable. The Guillermo del Toro's one of the best filmmakers of all time, in my opinion. But this just the cinematography, the costumes, the set design was amazing. But the story was really good. And I think Jacob Elordi, the actor, could just elicit that kind of reaction out of people. Then over the weekend, went to see Wuthering Heights, which is another film based on a book. And I won't give any spoilers away. I will say that it is blown up. The first day, I think it did like 11 million. And it's continuing to grow, obviously. But went to see that. Jacob Elordi's in that. Well, I won't give any spoilers away, but I will say the lights went on. And again, everybody is crying. Everybody's in tears. And I swear, it's just like, it's an amazing movie. But I'm going to write Jacob Elordi a letter and be like, can you do an effing comedy, man? 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. We have a full list of tattoo parlors that have been nominated for the best tattoo shop in Southwest Michigan. We had a nomination period of about a week, and after that, it was like dozens of tattoo shops, shops from Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, Marshall, South Haven, Hastings, Otsego, Portage, South Haven, Coldwater, Dowagiac, Albion, all sorts of stations. It's, listen, up here on the 1077 RKR app, you can vote for your favorite tattoo shop, and we will announce the winner in just a couple of weeks on 1077 RKR. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day in 1981 as the second studio album from British heavy metal band Iron Maiden, Killers. Now, this is the last album to feature Paul Di'Anno before eventually being replaced by Bruce Dickinson, who is more well-known. But for any hardcore 80s metal fan, you need to have this album in your collection. Front to back, it's a perfect album. And it was the first one to be produced by legendary producer Martin Birch. Pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. I've never been a coach of a team, but I did grow up playing team sports. And the importance of teaching kids to keep it professional, even at a young age. And unfortunately, it's something that's still missed in these schools. And over the weekend, Kalamazoo Central played Battle Creek Central. It's a heated rivalry. Kalamazoo Central was away, and they ended up winning the game. And during the handshake, a fight broke out between the two teams, and just chaos ensued. And we have the video on the 1077 RKR app. And multiple students have been apparently suspended for the fight that took place. And one mother of the child that was suspended uploaded the video to Facebook. And again, we posted it up here on the 1077 RKR app. And this kid was suspended, but I don't really understand why, because he seemed like he was a pretty good sport, as when he was doing the handshake, he was giving the opposing team players pats on the back. So I don't think there's really, that doesn't come across as someone who's angry. Meanwhile, there's a student from Kalamazoo Central that walked from the back of the line to confront him, and immediately the Battle Creek player just backed up, and he put his fists up to defend himself, and that's when everything went crazy. But you can see it for yourself and you know, form your own opinions on what happened. but this mother isn't too happy with the fact that her kid got suspended for basically defending himself. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I don't really play the lottery a whole lot. Every once in a while, I will. I know we always talk about, like, oh, here's what I would do if I won X amount of dollars. And then we just never play the lottery. It's just nice to imagine. But we probably should be playing at least the Mega Millions up here on the 1077 RKR app. One of our coworkers was taking a look at Michigan being one of the luckiest states for Mega Millions players. And that is pretty wild. According to Powerball and Mega Millions, Michigan players have had far more luck with the most, with the more expensive lottery game, placing in the top five states with the most Mega Millions winners. So right now, Michigan ranks much lower among Powerball jackpot wins, but Michigan has only taken part since 2010. So the numbers are a little off, but six jackpot tickets have been sold in Michigan. So if you open up the 1077 RKR app, get a little bit better view of how much money we have claimed here in the state. And if you've won from the lottery before, like bigger than $100, like hit me up 978-1077. Let me know what game you play. Give a little heads up, a little handout to the rest of us. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. People are getting really shifty when it comes to scamming people. I know it all too well. I get these emails, these phishing emails all the time. And now there's scams going around that the IRS is warning people just straight up. And the FTC are warning Michigan residents of tax refund scams. Federal officers and officials are warning taxpayers to just keep an eye out for the scams that are literally just designed to steal our personal information and possibly the entirety of the funds that we get back. IRS are saying that scammers will send text messages or emails claiming that your refund has been approved or processed, and typically, you know, prompts you to click a link to verify personal details, like your, you know, confirm like your social security number, your bank account info. Obviously, you do not want to do that. And, you know, it's worth talking about because people do this every single year and they fall for this every single year. Just got to be extra careful. We have some tips on the 1077 RKR app of what these scams look like so you don't lose out on your refund, because we don't need it. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. You want to make sure you're hanging out with me this Sunday for the Customer Appreciation Sale at Mint Cannabis going down on Westridge Avenue. They're going to be there all weekend doing their Customer Appreciation Sale. But I'm going to be out there from noon to 2. I'll have some really cool stuff for you guys to win. Come on out and check it out. This Saturday, noon to 2, I'm going to be live at Mint Cannabis on Westridge. So make sure you're there with me and 1077 RKR. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. I've never gone ice fishing before. I've been fishing plenty of times, but I've never gone ice fishing. I think primarily because I fell through the ice when I was a kid, and it's kind of traumatizing. So I'm always incredibly wary about stepping onto ice. But two of Michigan's lakes have cracked the top 10 in the country for ice fishing up here on the 1077 RKR app. Take a look at two of the lakes that have actually been nominated and really listed as two of the best ice fishing lakes out there. I'm curious to know where your spot is if you're an ice fisher. 978-1077. Love for you to call me and tell me your spot, because I'm definitely interested in checking it out, because fishing is a lot of fun, but doing it in the middle of winter on some ice, I'm double cautious. So maybe you can talk me off the ledge there.